Mocarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. 713-572-4610. Carlos Correa is headed back to Houston. And the fellas in the studio are absolutely stoked about it. We've talked about it for about an hour now. We have not seen the details, but there are a few, the details of the deal, if you will, but there are a few things that have come to light here. Apparently, Carlos Correa ultimately had the say-so of whether he could be traded and was A-OK with coming to Houston, obviously. And number two, there was clearly some dialogue about him playing third base and Pena remaining at shortstop, which to me is an obvious no-brainer. But the reports are that that conversation was had. It's not like you're coming in here butting heads, kind of like what went on with Boston with Bregman. And, what's his name again? I forgot.
Rafael Devers. By the way, Clint, he spoke on that. Reports, he said, we were waiting for a shortstop to come in with the Twins, and now that I get to play third base, it will be great for me at this stage in my career.
There you go. It's not like we hadn't seen a great one do it in the past, and I'm not saying he's Alex Rodriguez or anything, but he's damn sure, I think, comparable on the defensive side of the game, and for him to move to third's fitting with that arm, Gold Glove at third. To go alongside Pena and Christian Walker on a daily basis in that infield is big time. But Carlos Correa is headed back. 713-572-4610. I want to give it back to the people. I know most of y'all, anyway. There's a couple of folks I've seen across my Twitter feed that ain't happy about it. But, I don't know how you don't like this one, man. As alpha as he is, as clutch as he is, as, you know, potentially there's a void in leadership in that clubhouse relative to the way it has been over this crazy run the Astros have made. This is a big time get. Ryan, let's go to the phone lines real quick. That's the first time my man Larry has been on Dirty's Daily. Larry, how you doing, man?
Hey, big time, man. Come on. Man, I just wanted to thank you for letting your boy get in, man. Yeah. Look here, dog. They're from my dog home. Man.
Damn, Larry.
Say it ain't so.
Damn, Larry finally calls in.
Say it ain't so. 30s
daily. And then he's got bad signal on his damn caller.
Hey, don't you come my way. I ain't got no controls. I feel like Larry probably about to blame me for it. Ain't on me.
One more time, Larry. You there?
Yeah, Tyler, you there? Hey, man, what y'all doing, man?
Hey, don't get no attitude, me, bro. So, I got you.
Hey, man, y'all tell So to get his finger off that button, man. This Carlos Correa day, man. Look here, man, they finna drop panties all over the city of Houston, man. And then you know them girls finna go to the nail shop and get them white toenails, man, because when Los is in the building, y'all know it's some good at the crib, man. My old lady already got a call, man, because she knows once they got my dude back, I had to call in and let everybody know this is a Jim Crane special. He does these kind of things, man. And to be able to go out there and get a bat and a glove like Carlos Correa, knowing that he should have been home, it is the greatest day that I can feel for my Astros, man. Because, look, if y'all haven't figured out around this city yet, we're about to start vibing in the city with them Astros and them Rockets and them Texas, man, because H-Town is on some whole new stuff, and I can't believe that they got Los back. And now my boy Altuve going to be happy. And let me say this, Clint. That clubhouse needed exactly what Carlos Correa brings. They needed that kind of leadership because everything about that clubhouse has been boring. And now we're going to see my boy come in there, and he's going to light a fire under Framber's ass, and he's damn sure going to light a fire under your done ass. And, fellas, y'all might as well get ready to get sized up because once these boys start playing together, it's going to be a party in H-Town. I'm going to light a stick and drink some yak, and I'll holler.
All right, Larry, appreciate it, man. Tyler, drop that one. I don't know how to get that damn thing off there, man.
I got you.
That damn X ain't working in here, man. I don't know how to get it off. I appreciate it.
I still got blamed for it.
Hey, that's what the hell. I'm going to be honest with you. I hit that damn button about 15 times trying to get him in here, and so it may have been me cutting him in and out, but it sounded like that old cricket phone he's packing around out there. But that's what the hell I'm talking about right there, Larry, it's got to be that level. There's only a handful of guys that have come through the city and have the ability to move the needle in the fan base in a return like this the way that I think Carlos Correa can. There's the obvious greats that have come out of the city. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about guys that have been part of winning franchises that end up coming back and just they're the way they go about their business just is something that people absolutely love. I think I'm there. I mean, I know I'm there. I think Tyler's there. The Carlos Correa get run. I cannot wait to see what kind of deal the Astros made for Carlos Correa. I can't wait to see what they had to do. I can't wait to see what they had to do to bring this right here back to town, baby.
With the first selection of the 2012 first-year player draft, the Houston Astros select Carlos Correa, a shortstop from Puerto Rico Baseball Academy, Puerto Rico.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to chill.
There's a ball into right field. Hit well. That'll be over the head of Haniger. It'll bounce into the crowd, and that'll be a game winner. Astros win it 5-4. The walk-off double by Correa.
Carlos is a clutch man. You know, I mean, you know, he's big game Carlos to me.
Here's Gleyber Torres. Pass Bregman deep in the hole. Correa long throw. He got him. Carlos Correa from shallow left field.
In the air, center field. Correa's watching. This is back, and it's gone. It's a walk-off home run. Carlos Correa. Astros win.
La pelota en dirección hacia territorio del jardín central. Carlos Correa, Duque. Díganle que no es la pelota.
When I talk to my wife, she knows. No getting your nails done. Not getting your hair done right now. She knows.
In the air, deep to left field, fair or foul. That ball's a home run. 2-0 Astros, Correa.
So what are they going to say now?
The Astros fans, I will say thank you for all your support, not only on the field, but also off the field. I feel your love. You know, coming from Puerto Rico, sending your soul, you know. I was kind of scared at that point in the city, the fans.
I can't wait to celebrate, and right now I'm looking forward to the champagne. Maybe get drunk tonight.
Maybe get drunk tonight. Let's go, Lance!
Was he speaking for you, Tyler?
That's right. I'm getting drunk as hell to celebrate tonight.
Mr. She Knows, Carlos Los Correa, is on his way back to Houston. Ryan, I didn't cue you on that audio right there, man, but just your thoughts on Los being back with these Astros.
Listen, I think it's probably... for this team, the perfect move, well, at least for this year. We'll see what the dynamics of everything after this year. But in that clubhouse, you know exactly what you're getting. He can come in, as you've said, and add, Larry said it as well, and add a level of leadership and intensity that this group sometimes lacks. He is a bat that you can depend on, a clutch bat, especially in the postseason, that you can depend on, and nothing, and no other player, I don't think, would have gotten the excitement level up like Carlos Correa does for the fan base and for the guys in the locker room. I do think there is something to, like Jose Altuve being happy and excited about this and feeling good, or Yordan and all the guys that know Los, Framber, and all the guys that have had those relationships with him. I don't know if Carlos Correa is the best guy on the market, but for the Astros, it feels like he is the best guy to fit what they were needing and knowing him.
Well, Dana Brown obviously talked about bringing in talent, being busy here at the trade deadline, which, by the way, we got about 48 and a half minutes left before the MLB trade deadline. Astros are still working behind the scenes, trying to get in, I think, a third-level starter in this rotation. Hopefully they can get that done and put the cherry on the
cherry on top, brother.
I know, but the sundae or float or something. But cherry on top of this.
I think any of them work. Yeah,
of this
solid
free agent
milkshake.
Yeah, any of them, right? But hopefully they can get that done. On top of Carlos Correa, we got Ramon Urias, which was I believe that move was made. Was it earlier today or last night?
That was last night.
Third baseman, really a utility infield. They gave up Twine Palmer, who's a 37th ranked prospect according to Fangraphs. Low A ball. He was putting up some pretty good numbers. I think one of the stats that stands out, 175 batters. He'd only given up 3 extra base hits. So promising, but young. Not even a top 30 prospect for Urias there. Jesus Sanchez, outfielder, left fielder, left-handed bat that brings a little bit of power to the lineup. We knew they were looking for that. And the Astros give up Ryan Gusto and prospects infielder Chase Jaworski and outfielder Ishmael Valencia in that move. So that's where the Astros are at right now. I like where they're at. Hopefully the work is not done. I'm Clint Sterner. It's Ron Ugly on the flip side of this, and T-Mills behind the glass. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. Real quick, guys, I do want to take a look at Texans training camp. They are off today. It is day number 9 of camp. Practice 7. 7 practices are in the can. Ron, if we take a look back at this year this training camp I can't get it right. Los got me worked up, baby. I'm damn near in a sweat.
It's all right. Take your time.
I'm back here shaking still.
The Texans, damn it, are in training camp. The Astros are in the middle of the season. The Texans are in camp. 7 practices in, man. What in your opinion with the Texans, if there's fans out there that are just now plugging in and kind of catching up on what's going on the first week, first 10 days of training camp with the Texans, what's really stood out for you?
Well, for me, it's you know, on a good side, on the positive note, is this defense is every bit of what we thought they were going to be. But, Clint, even more, some of the young guys, you can clearly see a next step up. And that's led with Kalen Bullock. He has really appeared to take the next step forward there. And you know, I even think Kamari Lassiter, although we haven't heard him a lot, but I think that's because he's been doing pretty well, and it's not always a bad thing when you don't hear a lot from corners. I think young guys like that. I think Henry Toa has built upon what he did last year. So I think that's a big thing, is the defense looked as advertised, and everything we thought when we saw it on paper. You can clearly also see the impact of a C.J. Gardner-Johnson as well. And then I think on the flip side of that is just the offensive line and the offensive struggles, and I think in particular the offensive line when it comes to pass protection. And I'll just be honest, nothing about their struggles in pass protection, Clint, make me believe that they are going to be a dominating run-blocking team either, even though we haven't seen a lot of that. So I think those are the things that really jump out.
Yeah, look, I'll second several of those, man. I think this is a championship-caliber defense, and seeing them in person for a week, even with that expectation, I've still been unbelievably impressed. There's a couple of guys that are taking next steps. There's a couple of guys that are fitting in really well. And they are just absolutely championship caliber. And I don't know if that's doing them justice. I'll be honest with you. I think this defense has got a chance to be really, really, really special.